Blog Talk Radio.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make your path straight.
I got to tell y'all, some of these songs are very old, and even the people that sang them are of age these days. But I listen to the words, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Here come your promise, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. He's able to work it out for you this morning, but you got to give it to him, trust him, and walk away. Leave it alone. I got this one sister, every time she's calling me, every time I got to tell her, do nothing but pray. Don't say nothing. Don't move. Just pray. Each time, God work it out. When she obey what he said, but at first she all up in the air. She done forgot to trust him. Out. She done forgot there is a God, go to cussing sometimes. Listen to me, go to cussing. He said, put that filthy communication out of your mouth. But yet God is faithful. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's kind and he's loving. And he looks beyond that because he knows the very intent of a heart. And she'd jump on the phone with me. Hey, call me. What in the world? Already know something done jumped off and she done forgot God. Already know. I either answer the phone or I wait a minute and call her back. I said, look, can you pray? Yeah, that's how I got right the last time. You wasn't about to preach until you talked to me. Stop it, I say. Cut it out. And I can't help but laugh and move on because God yet love her. And he's yet going to bless her off the very intent of what's in her heart. See, not the cussing and the all crazy, not that. But he knows she wants what's right and want to do what's right in her heart. And so we thank God. Listen, let's pray and then we get it on started. I'm excited again this morning at the things that God has done for me and what we're doing right now. Right now. He's blessing me right now. I'm alive. Closing my right mind. Have the use and activity of limbs. Ooh, life, health, and strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I thank him for the shape that I'm in. Trying to get in better shape if I can. Hallelujah. Not always easy. Yeah. Do my little exercises and things. And I started gaining weight. I'm like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Back up. Back to train up. But certain times and things and all of this stuff. But when it's all said and done, then I see the pounds completely dropped. Because I can't lose muscle. I need to lose weight. Yeah. So it's the regimen that I'm doing with the plant food. Hallelujah. The fruits, the vegetables. They're not plant-based. Plants. Actual cabbage, greens, onions. Yeah. Carrots, the real deal. I have to grate the carrot myself, cut it up myself, slap the garlic myself. I have to do all of that. Yeah. Because it's real food that I'm cooking. It's not what they done made and frozen, throwed over there in the frozen section at a Publix or a Walmart. But I'm actually making this food and then I can freeze my own, put it in the microwave and eat it when I get ready. Yeah, God is good to me. I'm thankful. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning, and Father, we thank you for another Tuesday morning. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, closing our right minds. We thank you for the use and activity of limbs, life, health, and strength. And Father, we thank you for our mind this morning, and if we will allow our mind to tell us to get up from sitting down doing nothing, to get up from laying down, doing nothing. And to not think that we can't, this is all we can have. This is the best that we'll ever have. Nope, Lord. Help us this morning. Fix our hearts and regulate our minds. And God, if there's nothing more than to walk through the house 10 times a day, let us walk through the house 10 times a day and become more active. Lord, let us eat plants, fruits, vegetables, oh God. Let us come off the meat. It's killing us. It's killing us. Lord, let us come off medication. Show us what to do in the name of Jesus. And strengthen us. Give us the strength to do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, I see this morning sick. I see sickness this morning. And we bind it up in the name of Jesus and cast it back to the pits of hell, never to return. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that today, here, you would rebuke sickness, disease, pain, hurt, anything that caused our body problems. Father, we ask that you would rebuke it. In the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we come before you humble this morning. We come asking for forgiveness of all our sins and wrongdoings. Our wrong thoughts, Father, our wrong speakings, our wrong feelings. And though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness this morning. And give us a clean heart, O God. And renew the right spirit within us this day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing power. Thank you for your blood washing power this morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And we ask this morning, Father, that you would help us to walk upright before you daily. Help us to walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. And Lord, if we become a more spiritual people, a lot of our illnesses will go. Yeah, because it have to. It have to. It can't stand before you. It can't stand before Almighty God. Do it today in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would bless our families and friends near and far. God, we ask that you would move today in a mighty way according to your will, not our will, but your will must be done. And strengthen us today, oh God, as your will being done in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Can't thank you enough. Father, we come this morning asking that you would open the spiritual eyes of the people. And Lord, let the people begin to save as much as possible. Put aside as much as possible. No wild spending, oh God, because this thing is coming to a head in a few minutes. It's winding on down. It's coming to the wire. And God, we ask that you would bless each of us to have more than we need, have enough to even share with others in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you this morning, Father. Thank you. Thank you that nothing will slip up on your people. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you this morning. And Father, we come asking that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, we ask that you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory with prayer people everywhere. Father, bless preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Oh, do it today for them and their families in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning that you will continue to bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. We ask that you would continue to loose your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, thank you today, Father. Father, we ask that you would bless all our brothers and sisters overseas. Lord, bless those who can't say your name, who can't read your word, who can't even mention the word Christian or Christianity. God, we ask this morning that you would move for these brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would open doors and make ways out of no ways in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, continue to bless America and the leadership of America. Have mercy upon our leadership, oh God. Have mercy upon each of us that say we're Americans. God, forgive us and have mercy. And Lord, we pray for Mr. Trump this morning and the things that this man is going through, the things that they want to do to this man, your man, God, that we believe you put him there for a reason. And Lord, we ask that you would bless him and bless his family, keep him safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. And Father, we ask that you would continue to bless and give him a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Give his family a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Bless the segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here today. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you. We can't say thank you enough. Asking it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful unto him this morning. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, Mr. Mason. All right. All right, Brother Louis. All right. Lord, we ask that you would touch Mason this morning. Break his fever, oh God. You know what he's standing in need of today. Your word says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is your kingdom. And we bring Mason before you. God, I know you're able to touch this little boy. And God, you're able to make him whole. Do it for him in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Listen, if you can, stop wearing your mask again. Yeah, they say there's another strain of this foolishness coming along. The weather's real hot and they predicting it's getting hotter. And I remember Louis telling me about the scientists in controlling the air. And that's the scripture. The devil is the prince of the air. If God have things going one way, why you want to bother what he made and what he created and what he's doing? Get out of God's business and leave his business alone and find you some business. How about that? Yeah. But we pray and we continue on in Jesus' name. Because he knows what's best for us. He have it all in control. And we know that everybody have their job. Everybody. Evil have his job. The enemy have his job. We have our job. And we're going to keep doing what God said to do. Yeah, we're going to keep it going. I know what he's doing. I know what he say about doing whatever. But this is what I really know. Great is he that lives within us than he that is in the world. We got to remember that. Because there would be some things coming our way. We'll be like, oh my, lamb chops. What is this? Yeah. Well, we're standing. See, we're standing on the word of God, the sure foundation. And after standing, we're going to stand some more. Because where we're standing, it won't give in. It won't care. You see many fall, but we won't. Because we're standing on the promises of Almighty God. We're standing on the word of God. And so we're so grateful this morning that he is able to keep us. He's got all power. There's no higher power. All power today is on your side. How about that? All power is on your side. Yeah. His word says this: if he be for you, he's more than. He's not just. He is more than the whole world against you. Now that's what his word says. So I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. His report says I'm healed, I'm filled, and I have the victory. Ah, yeah. So that's what we're leaning and depending on. This is what we're going with. We're not talking about what the world talking about. We're not looking at what the world is looking at. What we're doing, we're leaning on the everlasting arms, Almighty God Jehovah, that have all power. Yeah. There's nothing too hard for him. And the reason there is not, the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So this thing, they say, come back, a strand of COVID and da-da-da, it's a different kind of thing. It's worse than any of it that come along. They got another thing that they're talking about, which is the, good as I know it, leprosy. Yeah. They're talking about all this kind of thing, but I know who holds my future. And my life is worth the living just because he lives. Huh? I can't be concerned about all this other stuff and what they're talking about over here. But no, because he lives, hallelujah, I don't care what's out here. I can face today, tomorrow, and any other thing or day that come my way. Because God lives, the one that have all power. Yeah, the one that's on my side, the one that so loved me. He sent his only begotten son. So I can't get caught up into it, but I can announce some things.
From Messenger.
Yeah.
Jesus, see, in the morning prayer.
This what is happening. Okay,
and
yeah.
Jesus in the morning.
Well, I don't
Jesus
know how.
In the morning prayer.
I don't
Jesse
know how I get this on here,
Tuesday
y'all. Every now and then they do it, and I don't know how to take it out, but I'm going to work on it today. Oh, no, Jackie. Okay. Now, let me do this today. I am turning it off, okay? How about that? Until I remember how I turned that on right there. Now, we good. So, listen. I can announce that they was working on shutting the government down, and they still do it. We never know. That COVID thing, they say, is worse than COVID was or whatever. Meningitis, leprosy, all this stuff. Look, put you some pennies aside. I know we're probably taking every dime you got to pay your bills and to eat and to put gas in the car, because gas, to me, it's like $1 million, but I paid no attention. I go on in Jesus and fill my truck up, or he sends somebody else to fill it up. Yeah, but listen, if you can, put your couple of coins to the side as much as you possibly can. You may not be able to put up a $3 a week. Listen to me. Put that $3 a week up here. If it's 50 cents, if it's 75 cents, if it's $1.50, $1.99, whatever it is, put that aside. Don't touch it. Matter of fact, get you a dollar jar and a change jar. And if you got to hide it, hide it. But put you something aside. If you can get you some non-perishable food in your house, get as much as you possibly can. Yeah. The reason my freezer and refrigerator stay full, I keep giving out of. And I don't give old food. Yeah. Last week, I had a young man to come. I had just bought the grocery that morning. He came that evening. Gave it to him. Huh? Next day, it's back. I say, well, look at this here. Will you please stay off the app ordering groceries? No, because I'm going to give it away. Somebody is coming at the groceries. Somebody's coming at the clothes, the shoes, whatever, detergent, bleach, somebody coming, because it's just me here. And I have stock, you know, water, whatever I need. So other people may come to get what I may have to take to somebody. But what I need is prayer. I need you praying for your situation. I need you praying that you can stash 2 pennies aside. That if the government shut down, if this go bad, if that, you still can get to work or whatever you need to do. You still can get your children to the hospital or yourself, whatever you need. I don't know what it may be. But I know some foolishness, some nonsense is coming our way. Thank you, Brother Louis. Let me see if I can get this right quick, and I'm going to read it. And see, I really don't pay this kind of stuff no attention. Maybe I should more, you know, but I don't. Because great is he that lives within me, that he that is in the world. You think God owns the heaven and the earth. I belong to him, and he going to let his child suffer from hunger? Uh-uh. Good morning, Sion. No, he's not doing it. Now, the world may suffer, but he going to take care of Barbara. I'm just here to tell you. These people know what they got planned and what they're doing, and I can't help it. But the God that I serve, he's not that kind of God. Ooh, y'all don't know like I know. Listen, let's see if we can hear. Thank you, Brother Louis. U.S. economist warns Americans to hunker down and save your pennies as the economy overheats. Did you hear that? Let me read that one more time. U.S. economist. Did I pronounce it right again or wrong? Economist warns Americans to hunker down and save your pennies as the economy overheats. Let's go just a little bit further. And then let's see if you, I don't know if you can hear her. Let's see. Let me know if you can hear it, Brother Louis. I don't think we can hear it. Yeah. Listen, unemployment, she said, is coming. If you got credit cards, try to pay them off as close to paying off as possible. Stop the unnecessary shopping, ladies, and men that do it too. Put those extra pennies aside. How many know pennies make dollars? Nickels make dollars. Dimes, quarters, they make dollars. But in order for you to make some dollars, you got to put it up. You can't spend it. It's got to grow. Yeah. I let me tell y'all something. God is good to Barbara. This thing came up in my spirit before I heard a word about it. Pay off those credit cards. Pay off that Romans account. Pay off that woman's within. Pay off that afterpay. Pay off that Klarna. Pay off that Affirm. Pay off everything that you can pay off. Oh, you got a loan, Barbara? Well, I only owe a couple of hundred more dollars. Pay it off before time. Pay when you get some money. Instead of all that Shein and Temu, pay this stuff off. Pay it off. And you will be all right. I see that Temu is wide open everywhere. It's a rare occasion you go on the internet anywhere and Temu don't show up. I said, my goodness. By now, they should be billion, trillion, infinity nails, because my goodness. So, look, we want to be careful. Inflation stands as big as hurdle to overcoming painful economy. Uh-huh. Look, everything, instead of going down, is going up. When looking at the gas pump meter, our prices of canned soup on grocery store shelves, many Americans are still feeling a cost of living crunch that's burning holes in their wallets. One global economist warned, U.S. consumers will soon have to hunker down in preparation for an even more painful economy. Do you hear that? Hunker down, they're saying. Save your pennies. Listen, indeed, save your pennies, because unfortunately, the economic outlook is going to get worse before it gets better. Piper Sandler, chief global economist, Nancy Lazar, told Fox News Digital, so being conservative, careful with your credit card. It is a time to hunker down and to try to maintain your savings rather than go further into debt. Using one word to describe the state of economy, Lazar claims it's overheating, declining manufacturing activities, consumers pulling back. I think this is egregiously high. Everyday prices are way too tight. Labor market with too much government spending. America's burning through excess savings from the pandemic. Yeah, we just, woo. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that I know him in ways. Oh, that he make it better for me. Ethan, I just wanted you to know that you are on mob telling folks to save money. I'm telling y'all. I know y'all think I'm some kind of nut some days. I don't look at the news. I was hearing Nikki the other day. It was on the news. Well, I don't look at the news. How would I know? I got a built-in broadcast from heaven. Save your pennies. Listen to me. Save them pennies. Stop over-shopping. Stop doing too much. I got to talk to Nikki today myself because she wants to redo her whole house, and it's beautiful as it is, but okay. You're going to wish you to save those pennies. I looked on Romans last night, and these suits, I love these little suits. They have the summer one and the winter one. Back in the day, they used to be $39. Do you hear me? $39. Next time I looked, it was $49. Today, them suits are $89, and they ain't worth for $29, if that. $19.99 is what they're worth. But they charged $89 for that the little flimsy two-piece suit. Because they did a little fancy work on the sleeves, you know. And then the front of the jacket, you know, they got a little button or two. What in the world? $89 for that suit. I heard her say soup, canned soup on the shelf. I don't pay no dollar and 6 or 7 cents for a can of soup, cream of chicken or something to make me a pot pie. So I don't pay that. So I learned to make my own. I'm not giving you $2 for a little 12-ounce, 8-ounce, whatever it is, can of soup. Stop it, I say. It didn't cost that much to make that. So I make my own cream of chicken to go in my dump. Because sometimes I don't use cream of chicken. I just use the broth and put a little thickener in it and go on. A pair of shoes, and they're not even good quality shoes. They want $1 million. I was listening to a thing yesterday that said, the manufacturers of shoes, sneakers, and all of that, they know that poor people likes to look rich. So they make a knockoff brand. They make a brand that looks identical to the real brand and put it out there. It's not as much quality. It's the name. And they know this, and they just tricking the people. Now, rich people, they was telling me, rich people don't do all of that. They ain't looking for no top of the line. If they could wear the same pair of jeans for 30 years, they will, because that's money saved in their pocket that they don't have to buy another pair of jeans. Poor people the one out here trying to prove that they're rich. And the rich know you're not, because that's not what rich people do. You see the mentality of people? Sneakers and things that depreciate. That's what a lot of people buy. Before you walk off with it, what you paid for it is no longer that price. It's way less than what you paid for. I told you back in the day, when I was a sinner and a fool, I did all of that. Now, my dad taught me to buy things for the sake of quality. He said quality will last you longer. Cheap is always expensive. You're going to have to go back and buy that again. But you only spending money on what you need and what you need to last. You're not spending money to look good. You know, you having your own fashion show when you walk down the street, or when people look down at your shoes, they can see Nike. Nah, he bought us Buster Brown. I know some of y'all won't know what Buster Brown is, but you wouldn't have Buster Brown shoes. You would truly have to wear them out maybe 20, 30 years before they wear out, looked like, when I was a child. But not a fashion statement for the world. When I was about, I want to say 11, I started making my own clothes because I liked the weird stuff. And my mom would say, well, where you wearing that at? I said, at school. She said, they're going to let you come in there like that. I said, yeah, they'll let me wear this. And especially when I tell them I made it, I'm about to be a fashion designer. Yes, sir, Buster Brown and Hush Puppies. She said, you're about to be a fashion designer with that right there? I said, yes. I said, this is for the cool people. You know, this is for the people who don't want to be like everybody else. Got your own mind, mama. She said, okay, well, you go ahead with your cool design and let's see what happens. I wore my dress to school. They was like, where you get that from? Up north? I said, no, I made this. When the dean started, she looked at me and said, hey, Miss Pittman. I said, hi, Miss Lawson. You bought that dress? I said, no, ma'am, I made this one. She was like, oh, okay. It's quite different, quite different. I said, thank you, ma'am. And I went on. But I could tell what she... In other words, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing. That was what she was doing. But I was doing what I felt was good for me. because I had come into the knowledge of the Lord, but I didn't know him like I do today. And a lot of us in our childhood, we went to church, but we didn't know God like we had to learn to know him today. See, I had to get to know him. I had to have him. I needed him. I was not going to make it in this life without him. I couldn't have made it this far, not without him. Many times you heard me say, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure. Very deeply stained within, I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. My lips wasn't even moving, but he heard me screaming and yelling for help. And from the waters, he lifted me. Today, safe am I. Look what did it. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help me, love lifted me. For God is love. Ask John, 1 John over there, in the 4th chapter, ask him about that. And he's going to explain it all to you. 1 John, the 4th chapter, all down through there. He's talking about love, and he will express to you, God is love. We forget these things. And the first little sign we hear of something negative, boy, we overthink it, we overeat it, we just run out the door with it and dig holes in the ground. We just go crazy. Just like the lady I was telling you this morning, she forget that God will raise a standard for us. She forget if we trust him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And we forget these things. Soon as we hear what the news say and what the people say, like they made the heavens and the earth. Ain't no economist, ain't no leadership nowhere made the heavens and the earth. God made them. Why can't we depend on him to keep us safe? Look how he brought us through COVID. He brought me through it. Never had it. Took a test one time because I had to go to the doctor for something else. And they made the city the parking lot. The girl come out there and gave me a COVID test. In about 15 minutes, they said, Miss Pittman, you can come on in. Because I had a cold, a bad cold. And they don't let you in with your coughing. If you got a fever, they want to see if you got COVID. If you don't have it, then they'll let you come on in the building and take you on back there to the examining room and shut the door. Probably outside spraying a little Lysol or something. Y'all know me. But look, when will we trust God with all our heart and not man? And lean not to our own understanding, because what man said, we got an opinion, and what man said, we know what to do now. Look how many died from COVID. Huh? Look how many sick and got messed up. Why? We talking about what man talking about. Now, I'm telling you this morning about what God is talking about. His power is above every power. But we got to remember this and not hear something, run, go digging holes and run hiding behind trees. No. I heard what the devil said, and greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I'm working. I don't have time for the news. All that do is going to keep you depressed and scared. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. Now, older people, some of us, we retired. We want to retire. We want to sit down. Some of us seniors, we retire, but we're not sitting down. Especially on God. I have work to do. But warning does come before destruction. It comes before destruction. So what we do, we're going to save them pennies. I'm about that life. I'm about the penny saving life. I mean dollars. Whatever you can save, I'm about that life of saving. God put that in my spirit. I know it's been 2 months. Put them extra dollars in your wallet, in your purse, in the jar. I used to take the excess dollars and give it away to Real Work for Food, signs on the side of the road, I'm hungry, my children, you know. But now if you give them people something on the side of the road, you give somebody who say they homeless something on the side of the road, and the police catch you, you got a $150 ticket. You can't get money out your window to nobody on the side of the road. Not here. Not if you don't want a ticket. And you keep getting them tickets, you're going to jail. I'm not going to pay a $150 ticket because I gave you $5 out the window. Uh-uh. And then places everywhere now are hiring. Back in the day, we called them hobos. They called them transits. They used to come through town and they had stops. And they still do in a way where they could get a bag lunch and keep going. My mama gave a mini away, a mini of shoes away, a mini of pants and shirts away. It was rare that a woman come down through there. It was very rare. But more often men. Today, if they come down through, they got the City Rescue Mission, the Salvation Army, Sally over there, Louis. They got all kind of places where you could go and get a bag lunch and keep it moving. In some cases, you tell them you're traveling through because they used to be traveling from the south up north to get a better job. And some of them was migrant workers, I called, because they went to work the apple fields, the apple trees in New York and different places, you know. Some came from north to the south to cut cabbage and all this down here, Florida. So look, and it gave them a chance to travel, you know what I'm saying, to see the country while they going to work, look for work. So look, save your pennies, stack up your groceries if you can. Yeah, if you got a freezer big enough, freeze you some stuff up there. Rotate your canned goods, rotate your freezer. It's a little work to it, but it's going to be, I got to rotate my water today. Yeah, I've been looking, but I've been going. Yeah. And I want to tell you, God will bless you to pay your bills off. He'll bless you to become debt free. This is my second go round that he's working with me. The last time he made me debt free during the COVID, during the pandemic. Oh, wee. And then guess what? I need this. I ain't needed nothing. Wanted to shop. Shopping is a form of therapy in a way. In a way. Went right back to the foolish. Yeah. Prayed again. He bringing me out again. But this time, I prayed the Lord help me not to go back into it. It look like every time I look at Temu, I want, oh, that's $1.39. I could use that. What? Leave $1.39 item over there. Well, you could use 3 more dresses for the summer in. You know you got some spots to go. Go and look on Shein and get you a couple of months. No, leave Shein where they at. Go in that closet and dry clean a couple of them old dresses and make them stand out and get on down the road, sister. Get up off Shein. Oh, it just looks so good. And when you get a package in the mail, it just feels, you already know what you ordered before, that you just open it up and see it again. I'm just telling you how it is. And women love to shop. This man told me, he said, y'all love to spend money. I was like, oops, guilty. Yeah, we like it. But I want to do it in a comfortable way where it won't put me into debt. I don't want to be indebted to nobody. And I look around my house for investments. Do you know what a truck paid off? You could borrow money on that truck and pay the rest of your bills off. If you don't have that many now, pay the rest of your bills off and make that one payment. And in a few months, you're through. Might be a couple of years. But you may be able to double up on that payment. And where they say, well, you can pay it back in 4 years. Double up on it, and in 2 years, you're through. We got to find smarter ways. Because I'm telling you, this thing coming down the pike. And it won't be nothing nice. And the government will tell you, we out of gas. We don't have nothing for you. We just got a new, what she is, a new mayor, Donna Deegan. I don't forget what she is. My goddaughter Nikki worked on a campaign. And I've been dealing with Nikki a lot here lately. Yeah, we've been close and ripping and running together. And she's been blessing me to get things done that, you know. Matter of fact, she's working on those T-shirts and hats and mugs and all of that. But anyway, Donna Deegan won. And she was giving away and still is giving away help to the elderly and people in dire straits. And I know that a lot of people depending on that to keep going. The merry-go-round going to keep going around. No, no, ma'am, and no, sir. That's going to come. Soon as Donna get in there and get comfortable in there, she know she in there, she know exactly what she's doing and what she's up against. Donna won't have time for all of that. Watch. And Donna won't have money, basically, for all of that. Now, maybe a lot of her campaign funds was left over and she could use, I don't know. But we can't depend on man, is what I'm saying. We got to depend on God. I'm so glad I can depend on him. Jesus, I'm telling you, I can trust him to bring me through. And see, a lot of people, they can't do it too because they need to come through in a certain way. Yeah, they have to come through in glit and glamour. They have to come through so that, well, how did you pay this? Oh, you know, my grandfather have money. Well, mine don't. Matter of fact, he's dead and gone. My grandmama Maddie too, dead and gone. I don't have luxury. And when they was living, I wouldn't have had it like that, I'm sure. But I got a father who owned houses and land. Hallelujah. I have a father that have the power to heal any manner of sickness or disease. Hey, glory. I have a father that can turn things around just because of me. That's how much he loves me. And we praying against any more debt and depths of this economy thing. We bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell. Every debt that America owe, we ask God once again to release the money, Lord, to let us pay the bills. But God, help the American people to remember you are the one, our way out. You're our way out. And Lord, we want to pray that you would bless us to get out. Those that don't pay you no attention, those that have forgotten you, those that don't believe. It's going to be some sadness, real shame and sadness. I'm telling you now, because it's going to appear that they're on top of the world, they're rich, they this, they that, and all of a sudden, boom, boom. You're not going to outdo God, and you're not going to continue to hurt his people. And see, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, God will hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal our America need a big healing. A major healing. You know, that's minor surgery and major surgery. Well, we don't have minor. We have major problems. Because we turned our back on God. We let folk do what they want to do. Tell us what they think about our God that founded and built this country. That blessed man to find it and build it. He did some evil stuff, but nonetheless, God allowed it. And he allowed it for a reason. God is looking for a people that's going to obey, that's going to humble and obey. What better way to keep you humble than to keep you in slavery? But you still couldn't. As soon as they brought you out of slavery and they say, okay, you can vote, you can this, you can that now. You can change dresses every Sunday. You can wear a different hat and a different pair of shoes. They lost their mind. They didn't teach the children. The children lost their mind. no respect, no honor. Ooh, it's pitiful. Believe it or not, there was a time when a man respected another man, a lady respected another lady. Men respected women. Now, for some reason, and I don't know what it is, but the scripture said men are like dogs, but they have a spirit in them that they feel like they need 13,000 women. Solomon, they have the spirit of Solomon in them for some reason. And they just got to look at women and think to themselves how pretty she is. But wonder what it would be like to be married to her. All of this, I talk to men, that's how I know some things. I'm like, what? I got one, and I love her. But I love women. You shouldn't have got married. Oh, yeah, I should have got married. I needed a wife, and she needed a husband. But I just like women. I like to hear them. I like to see them. I'm like, if I'm married, I ain't liking men like that no more. I'm not liking men like that no more. If I get married, I'm going to like the one I married like that. I'm going to love him like that. I'm not going to give another man his spot. Talking about what it'll be like to be married to him. I'm already married to Big John over here, and I'm going to stay with Big John. He get everything that a man should get from me. I ain't giving nothing in the street, nothing, not even a thought. Yeah, I'm kind and nice and friendly, but Big John get it all. But for some reason, that's the way they are. But I tell you today, we got to pray. And if we don't begin to pray, I don't know what's going to happen for us. Yeah, because they let these crooks in there and evil folks in there, and the world loved them, and black people, I just weep for them. I just weep. You voted for a man because of his color, his race, fool. Uh-oh. That's what you did. That is crazy. I want the best man for the job who know what's going on, who know what to do, who know how to do it. When all these evil people come wanting to be supported, he know how to just say no and mean it. And tell them, look here, now y'all go with this foolishness here. You're calling for us to lose the war. We're already fighting the war and we winning. But if you call on this, if you let this come, you support this, we losing the war. Who want to lose? And then when things start going bad, y'all the first one go to complaining. But you the one supported this nonsense. We got to stay in the word. MC Hammer said it years and years. We got to pray just to make it today. Anybody driving on roads and freeways, you got to pray to make it today. These speed demons are in people, and they got to go. Get out the way. Move. And guess what? I've done it. No patience. I got to go. Why don't they move? I want you to get over. I'm good at it now. I'll talk to a car in a minute. Knowing the driver can't hear me. The car can't hear me. The car can't do no more than the driver allow it to do. But I'm learning. We got to have more patience. Because if this thing go back to the 1900s, we all going to be out there in the bushes looking for an eggplant or something, looking for a squash or something. Because it's not allowed to really have a garden in certain places where you live. So how would you grow you some food? And it does drive and bring the worst out in people. You're right, Brother Louis. Because they got to go. They got to go. I told Shante, I said, Shante, watch out now. I want you to be looking. Because these people have to go. Nothing is going to stop them, even death. They will die trying to get somewhere. When, for me, if it was that important, I'd have left 2 days ago. or I'm just have to have me a jet, because I can't drive on the normal streets. It take too long. Yeah, the mind of man. And we pray for the mind of the people, and especially the true believer, because many times we forget it's God that will raise a standard. We forget to trust God. We go in emergency mode at the slightest, we don't remember God. Yeah. And remember that we're standing on his word. We're standing on his promises. This is a sure foundation. An iron pipe can't bust it up. You can't shoot it up. You can't tear it up. We're standing on the word of God. And everything is going down but his word. But we have to remember these things. I don't care what the world say. I don't care what leadership say. I'm standing on the promises of God. And all his promises are yea and amen. Yes and amen. Yes, and it's true. Mm-hmm. Certainly is true. So look, I got to get one in this morning. And soon, in about 2 minutes, we're going to talk about Apostle Paul writing to the saints.
A gospel journey.
Trouble sometimes are here, filling in hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear. Now is that stay under your heart to God. Save us from the chance. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians the way. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will be their doom. Trumpets will sound, all of the dead shall rise. Righteous be in the sky, going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore, when we meet on that shore, free from all care, rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye, homeward we then shall fly, glory to share.
Boys, I know some people may not know about them fellows right there, but they go a long ways back, and many of them are older now, some are gone, but I thank God for good gospel music, and I thank God I was afforded the opportunity to listen to country, and a lot of people, even back in the 80s, they would laugh at the people, oh, y'all still listening to country? Oh, no, Yeah, they done updated to what they call the 70s music. Well, y'all go ahead and update. I'm still listening to what I like, and nothing wrong with you listening to what you like. And it's already all right this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good gospel music. And again, the name of that one is Jesus is Coming Soon by the Oak Ridge Boys. Hallelujah. Look at Louie laughing. I like country, yeah, especially the old country. That's what I like. Yeah, that old stuff. Loretta Lynn, Louis sang it. What a name. Jackie flew all the way to France. Yeah. And she was seen in the discotheque doing a brand new dance. Remember that one? Yeah, Loretta Lynn. Yeah, I like that old country. But I thank God for all music. Yeah, I thank God for all music that singing a message of inspiration and encouragement for the people of God. And so I'm grateful unto him. Hallelujah. And some people, he give the gift to write. Woo! The gift to put the lyrics and the melody and the harmony, they get the right sound to it. My grandson is like that, but he's like that for a many different songs. And he's like that for the new wave, new age stuff, because he know people like that and that will sell, which is, you know, what they do nowadays. He's a musician, minister of music, good at what he does, and his brother, my other grandson, is good on the drums, and they're improving. They are improving daily, improving. Yeah, because they rehearse, and they got all of these digital things on the computer. So I would be lost in that world today trying to compete with some singing and some songwriting. Oh, no, that's just not what God gave me to do. He gave me to serve, yeah, to love people and to serve them, and I'm grateful. Hallelujah. So look, we're looking at Romans. And Apostle Paul wrote to the saints. As a matter of fact, we're going to try and finish this book of Romans. We may have been in it before, but we're going to try to go back and do some finishing up in there. So it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and then Romans. Yeah, that Romans. And so we're looking at chapter 1. Of Romans. And let me get my sidekick over here, my parallel view going. And let's get that basic English Bible. I like that one a lot. All right. And then I have to watch that one because it's a thing. And even the King James, it's a new version. So they've been switched and twisted and, you know, took some things out of there. But nonetheless, God is faithful to his people. And some of us remember what it was, yeah, that you took out. So we thank God this morning. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for your word. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. As we hear your word today, as we see your word today, Lord, we ask that you would give us understanding, give us knowledge and wisdom of your word. Give us the wisdom of how to apply your word to our everyday life. Help us to have a Bible study, personal Bible study life, and a personal prayer life, oh God. Help us to dedicate our lives to you, because we want you to be the God, the Lord of our lives. Lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake, that your name will be glorified. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Father, again, it's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. We thank you. We thank you. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So looking at Romans, the first chapter. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Now, when I look at that little bit right there, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, it told us God made him the apostle. God called him into apostleship. He didn't wake up one day talking about what these people out here talking about. And he going to call himself an apostle. God ordained him as an apostle. And believe it or not, he did it before Paul entered his mother's womb. He already knew what he was going to do with Apostle Paul once he made him the apostle. He went to and fro. He was not stopping. Went to and fro to spread the good news of Jesus. Anybody know Jesus is good news? Or when you let somebody know about him, they may not understand, But that is good news, because we can do all things through him as he strengthened us. He so loved the world that he suffered, hung, bled, and died. Yeah. He wanted what the Father wanted. He wanted to please the Father. And that's what it took to please him. So Jesus went on and did it. I know the minute it sounds strange. Yeah, it does. What? They hung him. Yeah. But he comes, that's why he came. He came to leave. Same thing with us. We come to leave. We're not always going to be here. But Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. God called him. Separated unto the gospel of God. Now, he didn't have nothing else for nobody else and nothing else but God. He was separated unto God, unto the gospel of God. And we should be the same. We should be separated from ourselves into the Spirit of God. His Spirit living in us, we should let the Spirit rule and reign. We'll come out much better. Yeah. I'm talking to myself too. We don't want to lean to our own understanding. In all our ways, we want to acknowledge him. He's going to direct our path. There's a day coming when he's going to allow us to live the good kind of life we desire to live. No crying, no dying, no evil, no fight, no killing, no stealing, no robbing, no none of that. No child molesting, no rape, no none of that. No crooked politicians. We're not under leadership that is evil. We're not under leadership that's made of flesh and blood. Because anything that's flesh and blood can go wrong. It can become evil. So we thank God that one day we're going to be up under a leadership that will never crumble under evil. Hallelujah. But the leadership will love us with an unconditional love that we today wouldn't understand. Oh, but we'll understand it better, I believe, like Carlton Pearson said, when we get there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Verse 2 says, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture, separated unto the gospel of God. And he had promised this afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. God promised him. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Yeah. But we know he come down through that lineage, but we know who his father really was. Verse 4 said, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. It's Jesus we're talking about. And when he said, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture, he's talking about Jesus right there. In verse 3, concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Verse 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for our obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. We all should take on that. I want to be in the apostleship with Jesus Christ. I want to do what he did. I want to be like him. I want to please the Father. I want to do whatever the Father accepts. Yeah. I want to go the last mile of the way to please the Father, no matter what I have to give up. If it pleases him, I want to do it. That should be our mentality, the mentality of the believer. We're not out here on our own. We're not doing this stuff just unto us. It makes you feel good if you're a true giver. It makes you feel good to give. If you have the gift of love, it makes you feel, ooh, overwhelmingly good to love somebody. Yeah. And you don't just love them because of what they have or what they can do or who they are. You just love them because you love. That's a gift you have. And people don't understand it. They step on your feelings. They kick your heart. They are bite it, spit on, because they don't understand that gift of love. Many have the gift of friendship. Did you know? It's so many gifts. I always share that people chase after the gift of prophecy. But that gift of love, that gift of giving, the gift of friendship, it's a great gift. But many don't understand friendship. They don't know what to do with friendship. Many think friendship is to use the friends. That's not how it goes. And you call your friend when you need something. That's not how it goes. You call your friend out of thinking about them. Not because you want them to do something or get something or be there for you. As long as you're feeling good, you're going down the road. You can care less about, you done forgot them. You won't make no honest effort to spend no kind of time with them because you can't get nothing out of them. You only want what you want from them. They're not your kind of friend. You never would have chose them. God put them in your path, but you would never, they wouldn't have been the kind of people you chose. The gift of friendship, the gift of love, the gift of giving, the gift of caring, the gift of sharing. I like that. Hallelujah. Six says, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ? All of us we called too. And to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we call the saints of God. We are called the saints of God. Yeah. So although he said the saints in Rome, but he's talking to us too. Verse 8 says, first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Look at this letter he wrote to the saints in Rome. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making requests if by any means now at least I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. I like the way Paul wrote. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by my mutual faith, both of you and me. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I supposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto. In other words, he was led some other place, that I might have some fruit among you also, even among the Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Yes, sir. Woo! I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The just shall live by faith. Verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. He said, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against. 19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. So now when he show us what to do, and we decide to do what's ungodly and unrighteous, and even teach other people to do it, you have the truth, but we decide to do what's unrighteous, God is not pleased. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Humble is the way, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of a woman, burn in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. Did you hear that? Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Said they're worthy of death. Now, I didn't say it. The scripture said it. Sister Irene, are you awake? Because I know she enjoy reading. So if you're awake and you want to do some reading, text me. Or maybe I need to give her a chance to prepare. So we're looking at chapter 2 of Romans, and Apostle Paul writing the saints at the church, because he had to come to Rome too. He wanted to come to Rome. He didn't just want to go to all the other places and leave Rome out. So he wrote these letters and told them about things that was going on and how it all started with Jesus and God, and you know, and then man decide on what he gonna do for himself and leave the natural affection of what God put in the man or woman and turned to what they wanted to do. Ooh. But nonetheless, God will have the last word. Romans chapter 2. Therefore, that, wait a minute, I tell y'all what, hold on 1 minute, don't go to sleep, don't go to sleep. I think I messed up. Okay, there we go. Did everybody leave because they couldn't hear? Okay, thank you for reconnecting me. I'm sorry, y'all. I did touch something and it went wrong. But I thank God this morning that he's able to see us through. So we're going back to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. And being, I'm glad I stopped and looked because I was moving. All right, wait a minute, y'all. We're going to 2. And then I'm going to 1 more quick song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll start Romans chapter 2. All right, Brother Anthony, God bless you this morning. Good to see you down there. Yeah, I asked about you yesterday. I said, now, where's that Brother Anthony today? God is faithful. All right, we got Romans chapter 2. We got the basic English Bible up, and we're good to go. Let me go to this one request right quick, and when we come back, we're coming back with Romans chapter 2. Yeah, and it's already all right in Jesus' name. Y'all bear with me here. I might need to get one that'll last a minute if it can. All right, in case I don't make it back. All right, we're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin? We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody's praying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here.
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love it.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
That's right. Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
No. The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire. And
it's just like fire.
Where's it at?
Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said he won't leave me alone.
Quit it up with us, quit it up with us. Everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving.
Just won't leave me alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry and me have got to bow.
Well, tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear that.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
Listen.
Radio, not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
All right, I'm back. I'm back. We're looking at Romans chapter 2, and we're starting at verse 1. It says, Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judges. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. But thou that judgest doest the same things. So in other words, I'm judging you, but I'm doing the same thing. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or is it nothing to you that God had pity on you, waiting and putting up with you for so long, not seeing that in his pity, God desires to give you a change of heart? But by your heart, an unchanged heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of the revelation of God judging in righteousness, who will give to every man his right reward. I had someone tell me yesterday about Baptist people. He grew up in the Baptist church, and I think the granddad was the pastor and the grandmother was the first lady, and they do what they want to do, but anybody else that do what they do is the worst people. They judge other people that are from a different background of believing. I heard one man tell me one day, he said, them old sanctified people. I'm like, what? That's what the words here, to be sanctified. Let God sanctify you, clean you up, separate you. Yeah. Verse 7 says, to those who go on with good works in the hope of glory and honor and salvation from death, he will give eternal life. But to those who, from a love of competition, are not guided by what is true, will come to the heap of his wrath. Trouble and sorrow on all whose works are evil, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to all whose work are good, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. For one man is not different from another before God. You see that? We're all the same. All those who have done wrong without the law will get destruction without the law. And those who have done wrong under the law will have their punishment by the law. But it is not the hearers of the law who will be judged as having righteousness before God, but only the doers. James talked about this. Don't just be a hearer, but be a doer of the word. But when the Gentiles without the law have a natural desire to do the things in the law, they are a law to themselves. Because the work of the law is seen in their hearts, their sense of right and wrong giving witness to it, while their minds are at one time judging them and at another giving them approval. In the day when God will be judge of the secrets of men, as it says in the good news of which I am a preacher through Jesus Christ. But as for you who have the name of Jew and are resting on the law and take pride in God and have knowledge of his desires and are judge of the things which are different, having the learning of the law, in the belief that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those in darkness. Listen, we are different. We are not all the same. There will be many different believers. Yeah. Some believe you can't remarry no matter what. There are those that believe that if they committed adultery, if they died, you can remarry. Some people don't believe in the resurrection of the dead. They don't believe God can bring the dead back to life. These are their beliefs. 19 says, in the belief that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those in the dark. We got to teach the truth. A teacher of the foolish have in the law the form of knowledge and of what is true. You who give teachings to others, do you give it to yourself? See, because the word come to me before it comes to you. I got to deal with it before you deal with it. And then I have to check myself many days against the word, and some days I have to repent. Well, I would have to repent every day, all day as often, but when something is pointed out to me, the Spirit pointed out, I have to repent right then and there. You who say that a man may not take what is not his, do you take what is not yours? You who say that a man may not be untrue to his wife, are you true to yours? You who are a hater of images, do you do wrong to the house of God? You who take pride in the law, are you doing wrong to the honor of God by behavior which is against the law? The law is the word of God. 24 says, for the name of God is shamed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is said in the Holy Writings. It is true that circumcision is of use if you keep the law, but if you go against the law, it is as if you had it not. Yeah. If those who have not circumcision keep the rules of the law, will it not be credited to them as circumcision? And they, by their keeping of the law without circumcision, will be judged of you, by whom the law is broken through, broken though you have the letter of the law and circumcision. The true Jew is not one who is only so publicly, and circumcision is not that which may be seen in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is a secret one, whose circumcision is of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Many talk about the circumcision. It was a part of the law back then. The law today declares that our hearts are to be circumcised, because it's to allow God to cut it and let you bleed out what shouldn't be there. Fix it and sew it back up. Yeah. There are a lot of things that we need to look at. Yeah. Sister Irene, if you still want to read, just text me and let me know. I'm sorry, I had my phone off so that I could stop all the talking and this and that. But if you would like to read this morning, we still have time. That's if you feel up to it. Yeah. I would like for you to read, but if you're not feeling up to it, then maybe tomorrow morning you can read. So Romans chapter 4, we're going into Romans chapter 4, and I will open your mic in the studio so that you can read. Where are we? Right here. Yeah. I will open your mic right now, so I'm bringing you in. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you nice and clear.
Okay. Yes, I'm blessed. Are you blessed? And you all are blessed. Thank you.
Yes. So let me know when you're... Go ahead.
How far do you want me to read?
Let's read to chapter 6.
Okay. Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justified the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised also? For you say that faith was counted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. And the father of circumcision to those who do not only are of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. The promise granted through faith. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abram or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of no effect, because the law brings about wrath. For there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken. So shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthening faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom also we have access by faith into the grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if then we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we have now received the reconciliation. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned, for unto the law the sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God, and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as though one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteousness act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you like me to read on?
Yes, chapter 6.
Or is that it? Stop me when I need to.
Okay, just once you read, let me see. Yeah, once you read this one, chapter 6, Sister Irene, then you can stop. We'll save chapter 7 for tomorrow.
Okay. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died to sin, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism unto death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise you also, reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, as your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. But then, shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are the ones slaves from you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that through you, the slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that which you delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weaknesses of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanliness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness, for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Irene, and thank you so much. And if there's anyone else who wants to read, please let me know, and I'm more than happy to bring you in. And we are in the book of Romans, and we'll be reading daily the book of Romans, and starting off Apostle Paul, he wrote to the churches, and then we're going on from there and see what else he did over there. But it's all for us. It is all for us that we can have the word. Yeah, and the Lord has given me certain chapters or books to read and include you in on it so that you can read some, because we all learn in different ways. Some read by writing it out. Some, learn by writing. Some learn by hearing. Yeah, some learn by speaking it. Yeah, and I'm one of those speakers. Yeah, I learn when I can talk it out. Yeah, I get a better understanding of everything. So we thank God this morning for his word. It's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. It show us the way to go, to follow Jesus. Yeah, to follow his lead. Because if we follow him, we're going to end up in all of the right places at the right time. And our uncommon blessings, miracles, all of that is there. Yeah, I'm blessed to follow the lead. I went Saturday to Ormond Beach. But Anthony, I know you came through there several times, coming from Miami, coming from Orlando. Mm-hmm. But I was blessed to go on Saturday. But when I got there very late. So the lady asked me to come back Sunday and gave me $20 extra for coming back. When I followed the lead and said, yes, I'll be back at 10 o'clock, God met me there. And I got more than I bargained for. I come out with the 2 free plane tickets. I come out with $90. Let's say $100. I come out with the $500 travel card. Yeah, and a few other things. And because I obeyed, I followed the lead of God. Therefore, I was blessed beyond my wildest imagination. Yeah. And I had planned to go to the flea market Saturday. But I ended up in Ormond Beach. I'm talking about blessed more than I could ever think about being, you see. But we got to follow the lead of Almighty God. And how we do that, you got to learn. Pray and ask God to teach you. And this is what he will do. He will teach you his ways. what pleases him, the things that he can accept. He would teach us these things, and we would be more than blessed. I have the paper somewhere. Okay, let's use the card. I had a flyer, but we're going to use a card. Where I went Saturday in Ormond Beach, if you're in Florida or anytime you come into Florida and you want to go to one of these presentations. Now, I had a presenter. Her name was Janet. Wonderful presenter. We got along. We laughed. And every time she would say, now, who likes this? She would look at me because my word was, I do. So she would look at me and say, I do. Yeah, as I'm saying. And we just had a wonderful time. It's called Global Connections. Global Connections. And the phone number is 800-549-0797. 800-549-0797. And again, it's Global Connections. And it's in Ormond Beach on Grenada Boulevard. 100 East Grenada Boulevard. So if you're in that area and you just want to stop by and make an appointment for the date, you can go to the presentation. Go. It's worth it. It's worth it. I saw a lot of things they said about these people, which some of it was true. I got to admit the truth. But all in all, for that package or that program that you get, it's worth it. Where will you go and stay 1 week for $379 all over the world? Where could you do this at? Now, of course, there's a charge for it. Yes, they have to charge you for it. But they have connections with all of your high-end hotels, all of your middle hotels. Nobody want to go to the lower ones. If you paying in 2023 $49 a night for a hotel, nope. You're not in a hotel. You in hell. That's the way I see it. But if you want to be in a clean environment where they are truly cleaning the rooms and changing the linen, it don't smell like somebody else. They wash the linen and it still smells like, no. You want to be in a good, clean environment, and most times you'll be in a condo or something like that. Very nice. Beautiful. And so Nick and I, we took the program, and I got the two plane tickets. She got two. Shante and I, we planning to go on to Vegas for Christmas. That's what I'm giving myself for Christmas. Because every year I'm taking care of everybody. I'm cooking. I'm inviting them. This year is going to be a Barbara's Christmas kind of sort of. I'm going to Vegas. But those that I'm supposed to, oh, Brother Lua, I didn't open the chat, but that I'm supposed to get gifts for, yada, 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 I'm going to make sure I do that hopefully in November. So when December comes, I can focus on my packing and my plans, moving along, you know, my goals being met. So, excuse me, I wanted to throw that in there while I mentioned them. Global Connections, 800-549-0797. Global Connections, 549-0797, 100 East Grenada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, 32176. Now, when you call them, just tell them Barbara Pittman. You got the information from Barbara Pittman on Jesus in the Morning Radio. I don't get no perks for it or nothing like that, but I know if you could get connected with this, I know you would have a wonderful, wonderful time. If you're handicapped, ask them about their handicap stuff. Yeah, and I'm sure they can accommodate you. Good morning to you, Bruh D. God bless you this morning, sir. Bruh D in the house. Yes, sir. God bless you. bless you so much, Brother D. Hope everybody getting along. Get that baby gal a kiss for me over there and hug them boys. Yeah, I got to meet her over the phone one morning. She had that takeover spirit, and they were going to do what she told them to do over there, include her daddy. It was just too funny. Good morning to you, Brother Jermaine. God bless you this morning. Good to see that 415 area code. And we're praying for you because he said it was Southern California, and he lives in Northern California. Sister Dot was asking me, have you heard from Brother Jermaine? Have you heard from Brother Jermaine? You know, he lives in California. I said to myself, I'm going to get a hold of Jermaine one way or another so I can bring a report back over here. So I got a hold of him, Sister Dot, and he's in the studio this morning. And we thank God for that. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony. Yeah, I said something about you yesterday because I said, well, where's that Anthony? I don't see that number. So I thank God I get to see it this morning. God bless you, sir. Good morning to you, Minister Shonda. God bless you this morning. And I thank God to see that area code 434 as well. Good morning to you, Sister Sion. You're going to help me preach that, won't you? Yeah, you will. Again, good morning to you, Sister Irene. God bless you this morning. And again, thank you so much for reading. Her and Sister Dot keep my groups going. That prayer group, they keep it wide on prayer requests. And we got us a young man come every day, several times a day. His name is Terry. And I just like to see Terry show up. He likes to hang around, you know, good people and the goodness of God where prayer is going forward. So he comes several times a day to prayer, the prayer club. And so we thank God for that. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. Thank you so much for all you do for the groups and the chat rooms. I thank God for you. And while I was away, her and Sister Irene kept things going. And so I thank God for you. I prayed this morning, but I love it when y'all pray. And Sister Irene posts prayers over there, and Sister Dorothy posts scriptures and prayers. And it's just to be, all of us should be over there. The prayer club. The prayer request club. Yeah, you can request prayer over there. You don't have to say what it's for. Just let us know you need prayer. All right, Sion, this one is coming at you right now this morning. God bless you, and I'm going to dedicate this one to you.
For most actions, there normally is a reaction that follows. And Lord, right now, we come with an attitude of gratitude, thanking you for your actions, praising you for your ways, because you are God. We find ourselves constantly thanking you because you're constantly blessing us. And because we have an attitude of gratitude, we can't help but to react to your actions. That's why we stop once again, Lord, as humble as we know how to, constantly thank you.
Thank you.
for blessing me. You made a way for me. A way that I could not see.
Thank you.
This is the kind of radio you need. Yes, Jesus is a morning radio. Old radio for real people.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Clay Evans constantly. Oh, he's worthy this morning. He's worthy. Constantly thanking because he constantly blesses us. I'm living right now because he's constantly blessing me. I'm breathing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he's constantly blessing me. I can see. I may wear glasses, but yet I can see because he's constantly blessing me. I have the use and activity of my hands, my fingers, my toes. I can walk. I can hear because he's constantly blessing me. The evil that's going on around me that want to consume me, it's got to back up because why? He's constantly protecting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Gave us a brand new Tuesday morning. I never saw this Tuesday morning before, but he gave it to me. And it's a good Tuesday because he made it. Hallelujah. Things may come along during the day that's not so good, and I may not appreciate the hurt or the pain or the disturbance it caused, but yet I'm blessed to be here. Hallelujah. And with God, all things are possible. Now, with man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Somebody was telling me about somebody else. Oh, no, they'll never change. This, that, and I said, look here, we can't say that. All things are possible with God. Look, he changed me, didn't he? Huh? I don't come on here wilding out every morning telling y'all what I'm drinking. I got my crown. I got my Hennessy. Y'all don't hear me with that. I got my four totes of weed laid out. You don't hear me wilding out. What they call it, turning up. No. I come to talk of the goodness of Jesus, the goodness of God. I come to let you know what you can have. I come to let you know you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can look to the hills from which cometh your help. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that loved you. If you're trusting with all your heart, oh, okay, Brother Lewis, we'll pray for him. If you're trusting with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He's going to direct your path. Be not wise and don't think you know the outcome of nothing because you don't. God have a way of turning that thing, boy, look where the one who in charge don't even understand what's going on. What was yesterday may not be today. Prayer will fix it every time, but we got to learn to pray in season and out of season. I pray when it's good. I pray when it's bad. Right now I'm in the good season, the season of blessing. Hey, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank God for where I am. Listen, I gave my godson in Texas. Y'all know I got children everywhere. When I lived in that place called Fairbanks, Alaska, this little boy, 17 years old, come to my program. And he was in a bad way. And the people that dropped him off really didn't care what happened to him. He was turning 18 the next few days. I went to him. I said, come here a minute. I went to him because when I got to work, he come downstairs. I was shocked to see him there. And I said, look here, what you doing here? He told me what happened. I said, oh, okay. And so I called everybody into the living room. Because, see, I had to break the ice with this young man because he wasn't going to talk about nothing and really do nothing. So I broke the ice. And I said, when you finish school, what you want to be? I said, even when you finish college. And he told me. And I went around the room asking every one of those children what they wanted to be. And they told me. And I God gave me what to tell them back. Because I ain't know what to tell these teenagers. What? My children have been grown. I ain't no time for them. So he told me what to tell them back. I told them back. And foolish young man. I saw his mannerism. I saw how mannerable he was. And he was from the South. He was from Texas. I said, I can't leave him in here. So I talked to the Lord. I went to him. I said, look, 12 o'clock on, let's say, August the 21st, at 12 a.m., you'll be 18. I said, so you can go anywhere you want to go. You're grown. I said, but I'd like for you to come home with me. He said, okay, yes, ma'am, I'll come. Clean. Oh, my goodness, this boy was clean. He come home with me. He had another birthday. When we celebrated his birthday, I invited his brother and sister-in-law over. And listen, he was 17 when I met him. He's 37 today, y'all. He turned 37 yesterday. So he had hit me up, and I hit him back. But he had hit me up, you know, just to say, I miss you. I love you. But when I hit him back yesterday, and the day before, I hit him back to tell him, I love you, I miss you. A woman getting older when you're coming to see an old lady. He said, I'm surprised you're coming soon. I'm so sorry. I've been busy because we work all the time. So his birthday was yesterday. I had never been able to just send him a gift. I sent him a gift yesterday. He was like, no, I'm good. I don't need nothing. I said, it's not about the need. It's your birthday. I'm going to shut your mic down, Sister Irene. So the first time I was able to really bless him since he left Alaska and went back to Texas. Yeah, I had him set up for school, got him a job, all of that. God used me in many places. So I'm just excited this morning about the goodness of God. He don't just leave us. He don't just leave us. We leave him. But he don't just leave us. So we're praying that God would keep us ever strong and keep us before him. Good morning to you, area code 904. 923 are your first three numbers. God bless you this morning. It excites me to see them 904s, Brother D. That let me know they're from that Jacksonville area, that Florida area. Yeah, and so I'm just happy and thankful unto the Lord. We're going to pray for Mr. Mason this morning. That's Brother Louis' grandson. I remember before Mason was born. Isn't that something? And so he's got a high fever and a headache, and he's been diagnosed with COVID. That's why I'm telling y'all, put the mask and things back on. Sit down. Stop ripping and running everywhere that you don't have to go. Yeah, because they say another strand of that foolishness is out here, and we don't want no problems when we can avoid it. Yeah, cover yourself in prayer. Cover your children in prayer, your house, everything. People you got to deal with, cover them in prayer. Yeah, he's 12 now. Look at that. He came a year after we started Jesus in the Morning. Look at that. Mr. Mason. Yeah, we'll pray for him. If there anyone have something they would like to say, we have a few minutes. And the studio is open if you have something you would like to say. All right, if not, I'm going to do us a dedication. Oh, look at me. Brother Jermaine, please forgive me. Good morning, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Well, hey, Sister Barbara, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how God works, because I really appreciate you reaching out. I appreciate everybody, the Jesus in the Morning family, for praying for us, because, you know, we was very fortunate. We weren't hit up here. We got some of the residual effects, but it was very minor compared to those in Southern California, which is about 6 to 8 hours away. So keep them in prayer, because they are going through it, but it looks like they're coming out of the worst end of it. We don't get the same level of hurricanes as y'all down there in Florida, but, you know, I had replied to you, and it felt like I was under some kind of satanic attack, like the devil came to my house, because the last 24 hours have just been hectic for every member of my family. Was going through something. It seemed like people were at each other's throats. And just you could just feel that something was off, and you know I had to do some walking and praying, and you know walk for a good hour or two just praying, and I didn't have my cell phone on me. And, you know, a lot of times that's good when you just be alone with God. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just praying. I was like, you know, whatever is going on, I just need you to fix it, because it seems like everybody at my house is on edge. And, you know, negative thoughts are in people's minds. I know when something like that happens, it's the enemy. You know, it's unnatural. It's supernatural. So just praying and talking with God for a good couple of hours. And, you know, I had to work some stuff out with some family members and came home. And I actually have not been to sleep yet, because as we, you know, we was talking and we heard a noise. And we just wanted to make sure we heard what we heard. And it turns out someone attempted a home invasion.
Mm.
Just about an hour ago, you know, someone noticed that my vehicle, which I did not drive, someone else drove my vehicle, and apparently they left it unlocked. And a garage opener was there. So I found my vehicle ransacked, and someone tried to apparently come in through, I believe it was a side door or a garage. And, you know, I have a lot of Polynesian family, and, you know, I'm pretty sure he had a nightmare to walk in on a bunch of about 10 or 12 Samoan people were kind of waiting for him, you know. And fortunately, nobody was hurt. He was, whoever he was met with some home defense tools, and he went running. And, you know, fortunately, nobody was hurt. That's the most important thing.
I
had was a mess to clean up, and, you know, everybody in my house is up, and just be, you know, more aware and very thankful for God's hand being on over us, because we're not in the greatest neighborhood, this particular family home that we are occupying with some other family. And it became a target, because you have some people like to leave things unlocked and just assume that nothing's going to happen. But yeah, it almost happened, but I know that was God. I know, because I felt like I was like, you know what, it feels like the devil has come to the house or tried to. And that whole sequence of events, and after I emailed you, is when all this stuff really kind of started and came to a head. So I just praise God this morning. You know, I'm thankful for you and everybody checking up on me. And please, we got to remember, we are in a spiritual war, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're more powerful. You know, they're mighty. They bring down things. And I know prayer absolutely works. We may not fully understand it, but it crosses time, crosses dimensions, and it does amazing things. And I just can't put into words how grateful I am that nobody was hurt, because usually those go bad. Home invasions can go all kinds of crazy. But apparently, you know, we just all had a wake-up call. So I just want to praise God, give him the glory this morning, and just say thank you. You know, that's all I could do, is say thank you and tell people the testimony.
Amen, Brother Jermaine. Amen. Thank God that everything went well. And I was determined yesterday to send, I wanted to text you, but I said, no, I'm going to send an email, and most likely he'll get that. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Lewis said North Cali is beautiful country. Uh-huh. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. I'm going to close your mic, Brother Jermaine.
Okay.
Good morning, Brother Anthony. Bless you. How are you, sir?
Bless, highly favored. Good morning to you, Ms. Barbara. First of all, I just want to give God thanks for life having spent, keeping me in my right mind, allowing me to see another day I've never seen before. I thank God for the activity of my limbs. I just thank God for who he is, me, what he's doing in me, where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. And I just thank God for, you know, just to be able to come together as a whole on one accord to this ministry, and, you know, just the encouragement from y'all, you know, just continue to encourage one another. And Ms. Barbara, what you do, you know, continuously, faithfully, God bless you. And, you know, it means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to all the other listeners, but especially it means a lot to me. You know, it shows me, you know, just to be faithful in what I do. And, you know, that's, I just try to continue. You know, I don't make it all the time, but, you know, I'll try to at least tune in or, you know, check in periodically as much as I can, and I know the enemy is out, and he trying to attack, families and minds, and we just in this season, we more than anything, we just got to continue to, pray and continue to stay in God's word. So I just thank God for what you're doing, and I just thank God for this ministry and some other ministry I'm connected to, and I just thinking back, how God used your ministry, Ms. Barbara, and the people in your ministry and the connection, the people that I've been connected to, me connecting to you, and Brother Frank connected with me, and then Brother Frank was my mentor mostly, after, my own connection, and even through him passing on the people that he connected me to, and I got an awesome group, men's group called Sons of Thunder that Brother Frank introduced me to, and, on Thursdays, every Thursday we get together and, we basically have a Bible study and, study the Bible, and, these elders, they older, most of them, majority of the men that's there, they older than me, but they ministers and deacons, and I just thank God for, them doors that God opened, the people that he put in my life, just to continue to carry me, my strength in the Lord, and, just my relationship with God, and, I don't take it for granted, and I'm just blessed, glory be to God, and I just thank God. I just continue to try to strive and hold on to, reach the mark and continue to do what I got to do, and be the man that God has me to be, be a light to others, and as much as I can encourage somebody, I try to, whether it be in prayer or just, speaking in to somebody's life, and encouraging them, God use us in all different type of ways. I might not be the person that can pray the best or read the word the best, but, I can tell you what, the Lord did in my life and my testimony where it might help another person. So, I'm blessed and just wanted to say that you thank you, Mr. Barber, and just good morning to everybody.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Anthony. God bless you. All right, Sister Jerry, coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I want to say good morning to everybody, and especially Brother Lou and Brother and Sister Jerry. Hope all is faring and coming along well for you. I know what it kind of like when things don't seem like they're turning around, but they are. And God's season is turning around, and I want to say good morning to everybody, and may God continue to bless us. And we all be careful out there with this new strain of COVID. Let's be careful and be mindful of our surroundings.
Amen.
And have a good day, Father.
Yes, God bless you, too. Have a good day, too, Sister Jerry. And everybody have a good day. And Brother Lewis said, thank you, Sister Jerry. That's with that J. That's with that J, Lewis. That's with that J. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Is there anyone else have something they would just like to say this morning? Feel free to press that number one. You might just want to say hello, good morning, everybody, or whatever. Feel free to press that number one and come in. We still have a little time. And so I'm thankful again unto the Lord this morning, another Tuesday morning, thankful for the testimonies and the things that God has done for each of us throughout our lives, even starting the week off. Yeah, he's faithful. He's faithful. That's what I learned. He is good and he is faithful. He's gracious. He's merciful. Most of all, he's love. How about that? And love is what love does. And he takes good care of his children, of his people. And we want to be faithful back to him. We want to remember what the word says. It's important that we're in the word and that we know what his word says. Again, his word says, his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That word has kept me out of jail. The word has kept me out of trouble. The word has kept me from making one of the worst mistakes I could have probably ever made. Yeah. The word of God. The word of God has stopped me from laying with men that I wasn't married to. He said, don't let fornication be once named among you. It nipped it in the bud for me, the word of God. So if we don't know the word of God, we don't know how to live before God. And our prayer is to teach us how to walk in the spirit, that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Yeah. Teach us to have spiritual ears. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. He's the God of our lives. Yeah. We should let everything be about him. Keep our mind on him so he'll keep us in perfect peace. Yeah, he's got a mighty sweet way of doing things. And look here, Brother D, let me tell you this. There's some great things coming your way. Listen to me, Brother D. There are some great things coming your way. Some things that you hadn't planned. Some things that you never would have known was coming. Yeah, God got some great plans for you. It's not all lost. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about the American dream. Take care of your family. That's it. Don't worry about that American dream. Because God have more than that for you. Hallelujah. Look here. I saw myself in the log cabin with the lake, with the trees, the farm on the other side. And I had another house over there. Look, Brother D, I went somewhere. And when I got ready to go, the plane was parked right there on the landing strip. When I went where I went, when I come back, the plane landed right there on the landing strip in my yard. Listen to me. I got out of the plane and went into my house. Now, I wanted the log cabin, but I didn't want nothing about no plane. I didn't want no landing strip. I wanted the lake with the fish in it. That when I get ready, I can go out and throw my little pole and see what I catch. Hopefully I'm going to catch me some brims. I like them. Yeah. But if he gave me the vision, he can bring it to pass. What I'm seeing, he's bringing it to pass for you. What I'm seeing, he's bringing it to pass. And when you think on this, try not to think of me, Brother D, but I want you to lift your hands and tell God thank you. When you get to yourself, I want you to just praise him like you ain't never praised him before. Because the more you praise him, the quicker those great things, uncommon blessings, are coming your way. In the name of Jesus. It's already done this morning, sir. Ha! Hey, Sion. Ah, thank you, Lord. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ha, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Can't say nothing but thank you. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's already all right. Minister Shonda, I just need you to lift your hands to the Lord when you get a chance and begin to tell him thank you. Because you haven't finished. You haven't finished yet. Yeah, you got a little bit more God going to add to you. Quickly, quickly, quickly. I can hear that. Yeah, quickly. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you're coming up, Minister Shonda. Financially, you're coming up. And not just because of the employment, but even credit-wise. Credit-wise and some other things, God is moving. Yeah, because he know what you want. He know what you feel you need. And it's already all right in Jesus' name. Sion, I saw you saving them pennies I talked about. Am I telling you business? Where Pastor David at? I saw you saving pennies. Keep saving what you can. It may be $2.50, but throw it in the jar and keep it. And that's for all of us. So, Sister Irene, I see the Lord bringing healing your way. In your lower body, God is bringing healing. And if you can begin to praise him for it in advance, it's taking place quickly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing this morning for your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Jerry, I want to sing this to you. It's all right. Hey, glory. All right. Ooh, Jerry, it's already all right. Today it's all right. All right. All right. Hey. Ah, it's gonna be more than all right. Because he's a more than God, you understand? And if we believe he's doing it, he's doing it, he's doing it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Lewis is saying, baby, all right. All right. Jerry Crowd, it's already all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bruh, Jermaine, I saw money falling for you, bruh. I seen the money falling. God is moving things in a way where it is uncommon to you. Yeah, you used to move it in another way. But he allowed some things to come, so you're moving a different way. But the money is coming. Patience. If everybody can just have some patience, the money is coming. And everybody will get what they want in that household. Everybody will get what they want. Yeah. And there is a move coming. There is a move coming. Thank you, Sion. God bless you for mine. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, there is a move coming. Yeah. And I could hear this around you, except. Thank you. What God allows, what he allows, you're better off anyway. I can't sing, but I'm doing what I can now. Just going to face the facts and don't stray, Brother Jermaine. Turn your faith loose. God going to bring you out with all the proof. Yeah. Just accept daily. Accept what Almighty God allows. That's all you got to do. Lord, it's going this way. I'm not used to this, but this is the way it's going, but I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. And if you're trusting with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, Brother Jermaine, in all your ways acknowledge him. It's a promise. He shall direct your path. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear God and depart from evil. God going to take it all up. Oh, yeah, it's already. Oh, my goodness. He's working that thing out as we speak it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, praising him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. And we thank you. Brother Anthony, you're going to have the last laugh. That's all I can tell you. You will have the last laugh. I know what the devil thought he was doing and cutting it and fixing it and moving it and shifting it. Yeah, and putting it over there. I'm going to hurt your feelings because I don't this. You'll have the last laugh on it. It's already all right, man. In Jesus' name. I just have to laugh because I know God. And I know he's got all power. We talk about Jehovah. Huh? The God that made the heavens and the earth. The God that so loved us, he sent his only begotten son. Y'all got me crazy over here. Oof. Oof. That's who we talking about. The earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. What you talking about? I can look to the hills from which cometh my help. I don't care what the enemy brings. All my help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. And then I turn around and look at myself and say this. Greater is he, Anthony, that lives within you than he that is in the world. Oh, look at here. We got the winning hand. We on the winning team. And many times we don't have to fight. We don't have to do no fighting. Why? The battle is already won. I already got the victory. His report says, I'm healed, I'm filled, and I have the victory. That's what the report of the Lord says concerning us, his people, that faithful few. that we chasing after stuff and things, but because we obey, God bless us. My favor is not fair. Yes, it is. To them that believe God, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Miss Moore. Look, I want to dedicate this song to all of us. And to the newcomers, I'm looking for the song. Y'all know how it go. Y'all know how it already go. I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. I may have to go back up here. All right, let's see if I can get this one going. All right, here you go. I'm going to dedicate this to every listener, every caller, those coming through the archives, excuse me, the podcast, no matter where in the world you listening from. If you're listening from Russia, Germany, China, wherever, Africa, Hawaii, wherever, I'm dedicating this one to you this morning because we all need God. Hallelujah. Let's go.
I need you, Lord Jesus.
I need you, Lord Jesus.
I need you right now.
I need you right now.
I need you, Lord Jesus.
I need you, Lord Jesus.
I need you right now.
I need you right now.
An issue of blood, sick for 12 long years, has. Knew if she touched the hem of his garment, she'd be made whole, and all she said was,
"Oh Lord, Lord,
oh yes,
I need you right now."
In the Bible days, he was blind and he could not see. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, he said, "Lord, lay your hands on me. I need your love,
Jesus.
I need you right now. Y'all like that?
I need you right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the Brown Singers. I need you, Lord Jesus, and I need you right now. I can't make it without him, because without God, we can do nothing. There's nothing we can do without him. I know people think they wake themselves up, they take themselves to work. No. He's allowing this. He allowed you to get it done. So we thank God this morning, and we want to keep our mind on him during the day. We want to remember what the word of God has said. We don't want to judge nobody. We don't want to be against the good, the bad, or the ugly, because they belong to God too. We want to tell, when the bad come, we tell God about them. When the ugly come to do ugly things, I don't mean how they look, but they come to do evil, and we tell God about it. I had a saying at one time, you know, I used to say this, if the devil put his hands on me, I'm going to put mine back on him. No, that's not how it goes. I have a father who cares. Yeah, if I need to do anything, just call the angels to take care of it. Don't put myself in no way against God. Because if I call myself fighting, no, not like that, not physically. This is a spiritual battle. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Spiritually, we nailed it. Spiritually, let the word of God do the work. Hallelujah. I love Donna Lawrence. Thank you, Jesus. So look, we're moving right along. And if no one else have anything they would like to say, I will pray us out. And we're going to pray for Mr. Mason this morning. And moving right along. All right, no one else have anything? We have a few minutes. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. We thank you, Lord, for being here with us today. We thank you for moving by your spirit in the way that you want to move, God. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We can't tell you thank you enough for all you've done, for what you're doing right now, and, Father, what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, that warning comes before destruction. And, Father, you allowed us to know, put our pennies aside. Start saving our pennies. Don't waste nothing. Store up food for ourselves, because this thing will get worse before it gets better. And God, we're leaning and depending on you. We have no one else who love us in the way that you love us. Bless your people as we depart this morning, oh God. Bless them uncommonly in the name of Jesus. Show them and teach them how to prepare for what's coming in the name of Jesus. But most of all, help us to prepare for your return. But Father, you're coming back and you're looking for your people. Hallelujah. As we depart this morning, bless our going out, Father. Bless our coming in, and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, I heard the words that you spoke to your people this morning. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for doing it. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer. And Father, I ask that you would move quickly. We know you to be a right now God if we need you right now. Oh, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, we give honor to his majesty. We give glory to you this morning. Jehovah, almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we ask it all this morning in your son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In the name of Jesus, go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, August the 22nd, 2023, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. And this is one more last one for the day. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know what? I'm going to do, let's see. I was going to get something just a tad bit fast.
I am Lord, all by myself, I don't
You this morning for bringing things back to my remembrance. Father, I ask that you would touch Mr. Mason this morning. Heal him of COVID. Lord, let the fever go away and the headache. Touch and heal his little body in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. And those that need prayer for healing, Father, we ask that you would touch and heal right now. In the name of Jesus, we trust you and we believe you. For it's by faith that we believe you heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it today. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I had that. It slipped my mind and the Lord brought it back. So we thank God this morning. And I look to hear a good report from Mr. Mason, Brother Lewis. Yeah. So look, at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye. Have a blessed day, and I'm just going to ding off with this one right here because I love it too much.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways. He will make your path straight. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord.
All right there, Brother Louis. I know.